You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Everybody knows that the listeners are the most important person on the show. So I want to thank everybody for driving with us today and listening to us today. We've had a couple of technical glitches as Wonder Woman gets a feel for the show, but we've got a great way to make up for it. It's our guest, Bill Talbot. Bill's the president and CEO of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's in charge of selling Miami to the world. And man, you're kicking butt, Bill.
Well, I mean, the world can't get enough of Miami today. We're booming. We see new hotels, new attractions, new heritage neighborhoods, new everything. And I think, and for your listeners to know, in 2013, for the first time in our history, we had more international visitors than domestic. No other city in the United States can say that. None, zero, nada.
Well, that's absolutely awesome. And do you know what else? Everybody's out there driving. They're driving in traffic. Maybe it's raining. Maybe it's not. But I know something everybody everywhere in town could use right now, even if they're not uptight, but especially if they are, Bill. And why don't you tell us what that
well,
is?
Well, it is. Thank you, Jim. It is Miami Spa Month, our seventh year. We have 36 of the top spas in town. MiamiSpaMonth.com. Go look at it. $99 all of July and into August. It's unbelievable, and it's our seventh year. And if I can get out of here and you'll let me out of here, I'm going to go get a spa treatment.
I'm telling you right now, you got Turnberry, you got the Hotel Victor, you got the Ritz-Carlton, the Biltmore, Canyon Ranch, all of them, and Aquilina. I could go. There's like two
They're
pages here.
36 you know, of... They're all in the program.
I'm taking next week off, and I just figured out what I'm going to do.
It's MiamiSpaMonth.com. I encourage your listeners to go to that website because the services for each spa are a little slightly different. So you may like one thing and not like another, but it's not the same service at every place for $99. So go look. But it's north, south, east, and west, and it's one of our most popular programs that the Bureau puts on. I think your listeners all know about Miami Spice. August 1st, our 13th year of Miami Spice. So in August, we'll have Miami Spa and Miami Spice, so you can go eat and then go get a spa treatment.
And this is what's going on in tourism in Miami today. What other stuff is like going on? How are you getting all of these people here, Bill?
Well, it's very simple. We have partnerships. We partnership with all the local business groups. We have partnerships with the governments. We have 1,000 private sector members. And because of the funding from Visit Florida, from Brand USA, we're able to establish offices in 40 cities around the world. 40 cities. Half of our business is international. So we've got a new airport, rail connector to downtown, heritage neighborhood, new cultural facilities, and some of the top hotels in the world to go along with the hotels we all know about. But we're one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world today. Luxury.
Now, one of the things...
Luxury.
I heard you. One of the things that I noticed, and I do the evolution of one of the heritage neighborhoods, we'll call it Wynwood.
Yes.
I do it by the tracking coffee, where I used to get it at Enriquetta's, the local place. Then I got it at Latin Cafe when they moved there. Then I went over to Panther Coffee when Panther Coffee opened. Then I went to Lester's when Lester opened. And now I go back to Enriquetta's. And so yesterday I go to Enriquetta's with Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer of the Stars, the guy that trains Frank Gore and yours truly. And we sit down for lunch after my training. And we're surrounded by sun-baked tourists.
Luxury. One of the most popular destinations in the world today. The world can't get enough of us.
Well, there's the Fontainebleau, for starters. High five to
God,
the Sofers.
Fontainebleau, they have 12 luxury. They just had the iHeartRadio, because I know that's involved with iHeart here. The ultimate pool party. You know, the Fontainebleau bought a fishing boat.
No.
They painted it blue.
Yeah.
They put the name Blue on it. They go out every day and catch the fish that they serve in their restaurants. How many places in the world can say that?
Well, the Sofers are pretty smart people. I know that. Look at what they've done at the mall. Look at what they're doing.
And they've got Turnberry, the Turnberry Project as well.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely beautiful.
They have golf. They got golf there.
Oh, yeah.
They got shopping.
Listen to you. You'd think that you sell Dade County all day.
Yeah, I got the sunglasses on to prove it.
You sure do. You sure do. I mean, you know.
Get your sunglasses just for a minute, Jim, please.
All right. Well,
just...
I got to be able to read the stuff.
Oh, you got to read the stuff. Okay.
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on, I'm getting my sunglasses.
There's a requirement here for 880.
All right, 80. There you go. So okay, if I mess better. Up anything, if Wonder Woman gives me a signal that I can't see, it's all your fault, Bill. But now we've got our shades on. And what are some other new things that we can look forward to here this summer that are going on? Any big conventions coming to town?
We have we actually have this week the swimwear convention.
That's right. I read about that.
Yeah, the swimwear.
My favorite convention.
On Miami Beach. We actually have some very important meeting planners and customers in town. The National Association of Black Hotel Owners, Operators, and Developers here, Andy Ingram.
Awesome.
Downtown. We have the Multicultural Convention in town. But I think the swimwear convention is one that... the Convention Bureau started that show about 7 years ago.
Wow.
And this is how long ago this was. We were looking to get some business in the summer because it was a little slower. But you know what? The seasonality out of this industry is gone. I think all of your listeners know it's gone every month. Every month. There's no slow month. The world, one of the top vacation destinations in the world today.
Now, how about staycations? People can't go away for more than three, 4 days.
Well, you've got some of the top resorts in the world. My goodness. I mean, if you go to our website, MiamiandBeaches.com, you can see the staycation section, hot dates, hot rates. And it's, look at these great resorts we have, whether it's the Doral. Donald Trump looks on a map and he says, I'm going to Miami.
To spend a lot of money and
I'm
make
going
it.
To Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So he's creating, in his vision, the number one golf resort in the world. Trump National Doral Miami. The word Miami is key. The brand is on fire. It's as popular as ever been. You go anywhere in the world today and they say, where are you from? You say Miami. They say, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And wow. I think we have a mutual friend that helped come up with branding Miami, too.
Well,
that's
Bruce,
how we met
Bruce,
each other.
Bruce Turkel from Turkel. We've worked with Bruce for a long, long time. We know the family. We know, we hang out in the Grove a bit. We tell Grove stories, right? Like you, Jim.
Hey, listen, I basically spent you my whole life in a Grove.
You were in the same building I was in years ago.
That's right, when you were working for the World Women's Tennis.
Women's International Tennis, so, and Ezra Katz, and it's a great building, but the Grove is coming back.
The Grove is coming back. You talk super lux. Talk super lux to my friends at TerraCorp, man. I'm watching that. You talked about watching steel go up. That's a bunch of shifting and shaking steel. The face of Miami is just evolving, and everybody's doing one of these artsy buildings now.
And the Starkitects. You talked about staycations.
Oh, yeah.
Now you have the Starkitects. That's Rem Koolhaas, I think, for that building.
Uh-huh.
There's some of the top architects in the world. If you look at the Perez Art Museum, Miami, that architect also did the Olympic Stadium in Beijing, the Birdcage. Remember that?
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. This is the top architects in the world are designing and developing buildings in this town all over, north, south, east, and west.
So 50, 100 years from now, people are going to go on those big red bus tours, and they're going to be looking at all the buildings that are going to be built today. So we're living in history.
It wasn't that long ago, 3-4 years ago, we had no big bus tours. None,
right.
Zero.
I know.
Now we got four, a company out of Spain, four big bus companies. A few years ago, 4 years ago, we had none. I remember when we cut the ribbon on South Beach for a big bus, and I told them that day, you're going to do very well. Little did I know, my gosh.
It's awesome. I go on those things just to figure out what's going on in town and look at all the markets that I do business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awesome. It's awesome. Yeah. Well, listen, Wonder Woman gave me the message. We got to go out here for the turn around the horn. We're going to talk a little U-Health. We're going to talk and do a little business. We're going to pay a little bills. And then we're going to be back with our bill for today, Bill Talbot. And we're going to talk about what's going to happen in the future in visitation in Miami. If you want to see what's going to happen in one of Miami's main engines, stick with us. We're going to blow your mind back after this.
Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to